Here's Outside the Box, where we don't shy away from the outrageous. Today's topic is Ada Isaacs Menken. Scandalous. That's a one-word description for Ada Isaacs Menken, who is perhaps the biggest box office star and highest-paid performer of the 1860s in the U.S. Never heard of her? Well, she was a hot ticket and one of those outside-the-box people who has, for the most part, been lost to history. Ada came from the working class, although she reinvented herself several times after beginning her stage career in the mid-1850s. She may have been Creole or European-American, Catholic or Jewish. She was a dancer and circus performer as a teen. She was definitely a gutsy and glamorous woman, reminiscent of Marilyn Monroe or Madonna, although critics often questioned her talent. But no one denied her ability to shock people and to attract attention and publicity. Almost everything she did was unexpected and unconventional, at least if you ask the public and even her fans. She was called a superstar and a universal love goddess. She performed in a play called Mazeppa, including a final scene where she rode away naked on a horse. She wore tights that were the color of her skin, but from a distance, who knew? And she didn't care what her audience thought. She'd had 5 marriages in just over 10 years, with at least that many affairs with famous writers or performers as well. One marriage was to a boxing champion. Ada Isaacs Menken smoked cigarettes in public, when women weren't supposed to do that. She liked to cross-dress and be photographed in the nude. Her appearance was bohemian and androgynous, with short hair and short skirts, and her costumes were, for the time, outrageous. She made lots of money, briefly, and gave much of it away. She was simply called the Menken. She used the media with great talent and facility to create a special persona for herself, just as today's superstars do. Her affairs, even with heads of state, became front-page stories, often stealing coverage from presidential elections and wars. But first and foremost, she wanted to be seen as an artist and writer. She painted, read and wrote poetry, and championed Judaism in articles. She performed in various plays throughout the U.S., Great Britain, and France. Her unusual free verse poetry was an homage to her mentor, Walt Whitman. Ironically, her review of Whitman's famous poetry collection, Leaves of Grass, was entitled Swimming Against the Current. Ada Isaacs Menken lived a fast and sparkling life that ended all too quickly. Her star flared briefly, but was then quickly extinguished by a fatal illness at age 33. She's another in a long list of controversial and amazing women who we should know about but don't. Fortunately, there are several biographies about her, including a new one in 2011 by Barbara and Michael Foster. Have you ever heard of Ada Isaacs Menken? Do you want to find out more? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting to learn more about our country's nonconformist tradition, including Ada.